case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie.
You know, yesterday was kind of another big milestone. I went down another size. I'm down five sizes at this point. I don't think I can go any lower, though. Like, I don't know if I've ever been a size smaller than what I'm in right now, quite frankly.
Do you have a goal in mind? Somewhere you'd like to be?
No.
You're just kind of going.
I had a general one when I started, and that's about 20 pounds away, 20, 30 pounds away, but I don't know. I'm just going. And they just said, you know, you'll know when you get to that point. I feel fine now. I feel content with my body.
You're not going to get to 200, are you? Because that would just be ludicrous.
Oh, my God.
If I got to 200, I would be dead. So, literally, if I lost another 100 pounds, I don't think I'd be alive.
Skin
at this
and bones.
Like the, so, yeah.
Benjamin Button syndrome is what you would have.
I would be concerned. There's not much more left. Yeah. I mean, I have some. I can still grab a huge chunk on my thigh that I know is not supposed to be there. I mean, that's not skin. That's not bone. That's not muscle. Mm-hmm. That's literally a chunk of fat.
So
you know?
Down.
And I'm not saying you can't have chunks of fat. I'm just saying when I look at my body now and I can see it, now I can actually see my body in the mirror. You know, I can see everything. I can see that this piece of fat hanging off the side of my thigh doesn't belong there because it's more evident because there's not a ton of fat around it. Does that make sense?
Totally.
It
does. Yes.
But you're much more aware of like what belongs on your body and what doesn't when you can see your body.
Do you find yourself being in front of the mirror more, just checking yourself out?
Not more than normal, but I do a double take sometime, and I'm like, that's unbelievable.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I lost 2 more pounds yesterday. I weighed in, and then I was like, I can't even believe it. I'm at 106 pounds.
Good God.
And people keep asking me about keto. And I'm like, I am not the knowledge person. I only know what I know.
You're just the poster child for it, essentially.
Literally. I'm like, I can tell you what I know, but don't get on the internet. That's confusing, man.
Have you had to buy a lot of new clothing now? Because
yes
100 pounds is a lot of weight, dude.
Oh, I said five sizes.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had jeans going down because I had gone up and down, but I did not have this size of jeans left because I haven't been this size in, I don't know when, years and years and years.
So it's payday. Mama going shopping for new clothes now?
Maybe. So I bought a new pair of jeans yesterday. Ooh. Small, another size.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then I bought a bunch of shirts at Goodwill, remember? Because I didn't want to keep buying because I was losing and it was a waste of money. And I was buying like literally shirts from like The Gap. Literally The Gap that I got at Goodwill. It's like a Gap shirt I got at Goodwill.
You would never know. $30, you got it for $3.
And I got it for $3. You know what I mean? It's like nothing wrong with it. So we'll see. I'm just going to go and then I got to maintain and we'll see. But I thought, you know, maybe by next summer.
Oh, girl.
By Valentine's Day, I'm going to be on a roll.
It's just melting off. Seriously.
Do a bikini model session later. I'm just not going to look at it.
I would not do a bikini. That really...
Oh my God.
If I had the nicest body, do you picture Allie doing a bikini modeling session? Hey, this is not me.
I know some dudes do. Tim from Speedway does.
Oh, stop.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.